This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Bedwards. In February 1990, Nelson Mandela spoke as a free man after 27 years as a political prisoner.
Today, the majority of South Africans, black and white, recognize that apartheid has no future. Our march to freedom is irreversible.
Ten years ago, Nelson Mandela became South Africa's first black president in historic all-race elections. To celebrate a decade of democracy, the country's best-known singing group, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, is out with a new CD. They performed here at NPR last week and spoke with NPR's Renee Montaigne.
It was the height of apartheid when Ladysmith Black Mambazo came together 40 years ago. Leader Joseph Shabalala was a young factory worker near the city of Durban in the area of South Africa known as Zululand. Zulus long had been forced to leave their farms and families to work in gold and diamond mines hundreds of miles away. There, in all-male workers' hostels, the men transformed traditional Zulu tunes into intricate a cappella stylings. The world discovered this music when Ladysmith Black Mambazo collaborated with Paul Simon on his best-selling album, Graceland. Joseph Shabalala says on Ladysmith's new CD, the title and first song speaks of Jesus and how South Africans were nearly misled into killing each other during that first election.
Raise your spirit higher, Wenyugela. That is our first song we're going to sing right now. Kusukele ukuqaleni Kusukele ukuqaleni mina bengizoyiphila lempilo Kusukele busheni bam Kusukele busheni bam mina bengizoyiphila lempilo Baba 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 ngixolele Sacishe safa Sacishe safa safa Sahlala mambuka, sahlala usatsha, ngena endlini, exabanisa abantu bezalana.
Joseph Shabalala, that is a, one might call that a South African gospel song.
Yeah, you are exactly right. South African gospel song, but all the way from the homeland. Ladysmith, my hometown.
The heart of everything?
Oh, yes. There were I born and raised in Ladysmith. Mm.
Many people, generations of men, left Ladysmith and left the areas around Ladysmith to go work in the mines.
Exactly, you're right. It's because that time our fathers working for us, sisters were behind at home. That's why the music just started like only men, because at home everybody is allowed to open his or her mouth to sing. But when we are away from home and then we miss those high voices, we started to imitate those beautiful ladies at home until we discover that, oh, we have the voice, we can sing.
Let's hear the female part of a tune.
The high part is just like, and then the following part, and then the lead is going both high, little bit low, and then the bass is, you hear that?
Mm, I do.
I don't have it.
Take us back, please, to the first election in South Africa 10 years ago. There were long, long lines for people who were voting for the first time after dreaming for their lifetime and maybe their mother and father's lifetimes of voting. Were you all in line that day?
I was running up and down in Durban and trying to find maybe a shorter line, but I can't. Everywhere it was a long line. It was amazing. It was beautiful. Even Mandela took an aeroplane all the way from Johannesburg to Durban. He's from there, and he went there to vote.
So 10 years on, you have a song on your CD. The subject is, South Africa belongs to the people who live there, and the rest of the world come on in and invest.
Oh, yes. How do you know that? Because I say that in Zulu. That is a beautiful song calling friends to come and help. Friends, we have a place you can come and buy. You can come and stay with us. The world now is for us all, not only for somebody.
Yeah. Can you just sing us a sample of that? We won't know what you're saying exactly in Zulu, but I'd like to hear the spirit of it.
Konjitin bafa. Selibuyile bo.
Selibuyile. Selibuyile. Selengele tuso.
Selibuyile zelagi.
Selibuyile.
Selibuyile. Yeyiwela.
Selengele tuso.
Selibuyile bo.
Selibuyile.
Yeyitina.
Selengele tuso.
Selibuyile bo.
Selibuyile.
Yes, it means freedom is beautiful. The country is for us all. Sesikhululekile thina.
You know, funny though, it's quite sweet to me that there was this great drama and for decades leading to what amounted to a revolution in South Africa. But one of the songs you sing now, you know, really goes to that South Africa is a regular place. And the song I'm thinking of is the one that is, I think it's called Don't Drink and Drive.
Oh, Don't Drink and Drive. Foggy Bande.
Foggy Bande. In other words, you know, the drama now has gotten down to something really quite important but basic.
Brothers and sisters,
brothers and sisters, don't drink and drive. We still need
brothers.
Brothers and sisters, don't drink and drive. We still need you.
Hey, wena,
waphuzwana, washayela imoto ngecala, ngumbula.
Hey, wena,
waphuzwana, washayela imoto ngecala, ngumbula.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo's new CD is called Raise Your Spirit Higher, and I'm going to ask you to say the Zulu version of that expression.
Wenyukela.
Wenyukela.
Oh, you made it very nice. Wenyukela.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Your group is touring North America this month and next, and it's led by Joseph Shabalala. And gentlemen, listeners can find all of your names, all the other nine names, and more music on NPR.org. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.